Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and we praise you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And absolutely nothing impossible with you, Lord. You can do anything we can believe you for. You want to do these wonderful things for us, but you require us to have faith. So, Father, as we talk about some of these wonderful things this week, I ask you to anoint the Word of God with the Holy Spirit and power. And, Lord, help us to realize who we are and who our enemy is in these last days as we come together as the body of Christ, realizing that your Word is what gets us set free. Your Word is what saves us, heals us, delivers us, and everything, Father. And I praise you for the Word. Blessed as it goes out today. In the name of Jesus. I got a question I want to ask you today as a Christian. What the Bible says you can do if you have faith, and what you can't do if you have doubt in God. Now, first of all, the Bible makes some awesome statements, and it says what you can do if you have faith and trust in God and in His Word. And it also tells you what you cannot do if you don't believe it or if you have doubt in God's Word. I want to quote some statements today directly out of God's Word. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, I want you to listen to this statement. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? Now this story in Matthew chapter 14 starts out with a storm, and Jesus is walking on the water. The disciples are in the boat, and they look up in the midst of this storm, and they see Jesus walking across the water. Now, you got to remember, Jesus was a man. Now, Jesus was a man when he was here on this earth. He was exactly like you and I as far as flesh and blood. You know, he, by faith, was walking on that sea. Now, he told us we could do the same thing, but we obviously don't believe him. But Peter was giving it his best shot. When Peter looked up there that day and saw Jesus walking on the water, he said, Lord, if that's you, let me come to you on the water. Well, with that kind of a question, Jesus only had one way he could answer it, since it was him. Peter said, if that is you, let me come to you on the water. So the Lord says, well, come on, Peter. And Peter stepped out of the boat and started walking. Now, see, he was acting on the Word of God. He was acting on the promises of what God told him you could do. Now, I've come to realize that's where I lived most of my life as a Christian. I did not act on the Word of God. So by not acting on God's Word, I never saw the Lord do any miracles or healings or anything else. But when I finally realized that I could act on the Word of God and I could see the Lord Jesus do some great, I mean great and mighty things if I would just believe this magnificent book and then act on these things. And so I started doing this just like Peter did. But Peter, he acted on the Word. He got out of the boat and he started walking on the water. Now, Peter did walk on the water. Now, of course, as he's walking on the water, the same thing that happened to Peter is going to happen to you and me. Anytime you and I start acting on God's Word, you can be well assured that the devil is going to send some of his most powerful demons to put thoughts in your mind to get you to doubt that these mighty promises are going to work. Because if you believe with no doubt in your heart, then you're going to get to see the Lord do some mighty things. But you can always be assured that that devil is going to throw something at you somehow, just like he did Peter. When Peter stepped out of that boat and started walking on that water. Now think about that. When's the last time you walked on water? At least water that wasn't frozen. Most people today have never walked on water. Now, I understand there is a few people that claim that they have done it, and I don't doubt that. I know that everything's possible if you believe, because I know what the Word says. If you walked on water, praise God, you're ahead of me. But I would love to get to where I can do that. And it is available, obviously, because Jesus said it was. So Peter, he walked on the water, and he walked on the water until the enemy showed up and began to stir up the winds and the waves even greater. And whenever he continued to get the winds up there boisterous, I mean, they became powerful, and the waves became bigger and bigger. Finally, he got them so big, the devil did all this. He's the one that brings this storm. The devil's the one that brings these storms. It's not God. But the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air of this world, which is Satan, he's the one that's bringing these storms. He's the one that brought this storm. And so, as he brought that storm up there and continued to increase it, Peter began to take his eyes off of Jesus, and he looked at the storm. When he did, he began to consider the circumstances around him instead of the Word of God. And then doubt came into his heart. Now, as doubt begins to come in, faith begins to go out. So as faith started out, he began to sink. Now, he didn't just plunk, drop down in there to his neckline. He just started to sink. But he realized that he was not standing on something solid anymore, and that his feet were going down in the water a little ways. And so that's when Peter cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord, save me." And of course, in Matthew 14:31, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. But he said to him, "O Peter, you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt?" Now just think, if Peter had not doubted God's word, he would have not begun to sink. Now, this book is full of great and awesome promises of what we can do in the name of Jesus. Now, it just never ceases to amaze me what this book says we can do if we believe God. Now, if we believe God and with no doubt in our heart, just like here in Matthew 14, verse 31, if Peter had not doubted God's word, he could have stayed up on top of that water. He could have run around out there. He could have kicked up his heels. He could have done handsprings. He could have done all kinds of things on top of that water. But, of course, anytime you start to walk in some kind of a miracle, you can be well assured the devil and his demons will be there to put that doubt in your mind and your heart. Because if you don't doubt, the Word of God says nothing's impossible with you. Now then, let's find a scripture that confirms that. In Matthew chapter 21, since we're in Matthew 14, we're going to go on down to Matthew 21:21. And it says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith," now in other words, if you have the word of God hidden in your heart and you can quote it, "and doubt not." Now see, if you have faith and doubt not, "you shall not only do that which was done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Now that's a pretty awesome statement coming from the King of the universe. Now Jesus talking. He's making us some very awesome promises here. I mean, very awesome. Now we're in Matthew 21. Where Jesus is doing what he's doing, he had just come by that place, and whenever he's talking about, you know, if you have faith, not only shall you do that which is done to the fig tree, well, what did he do to the fig tree? Well, if you go back a few verses in Matthew 21, you'll find out that morning Jesus came by there, and when he woke up that morning, he was hungry, and so he wanted something to eat, so he goes over to a fig tree. When he goes over to the fig tree, there was no figs on that tree. So Jesus literally spoke negatively to that tree. He said, "May you never bear fruit again." That is a negative statement to that tree. Now there's another great message here. You need to be careful how you speak to your body, to your children, to your wife. Everything that you do, you need to be careful in what you say. Your words are the most powerful thing there is. The reason your words are so powerful, and the reason that no other creature on this earth, technically, has the ability to comprehend to think, to rationalize, and then speak out of their mouth, because God made man in his image and his likeness. None of the animals technically can rationalize and think and make an intelligent decision like man. Man is the only thing, the only living creature on this earth that can do that. And we can think, we can rationalize, and then we can speak. Now, when we speak, he's put power in our tongues to create, to heal, to kill, steal, all kinds of things we can do with our tongue. So we want to make sure that we're careful what comes out of our mouth. Because when Jesus, according to Matthew chapter 21, when Jesus had said unto the fig tree, "May you never bear fruit again," the fig tree, over that next 24 hours, it died. It literally, in fact, it began to dry up immediately when Jesus spoke in faith to that fig tree. When he says, "May you never bear fruit again," that fig tree started to die. Now, you need to be careful what you say, because Jesus said, not only can we do what he done to the fig tree, but we can speak to the mountain. And if we have faith and doubt not, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, that's a pretty bold statement. He says, "If you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it will be done." But he says, you have to have faith and doubt not. So the church has been given all power and all dominion over everything on the earth. Now, if we learn how to talk, we can control everything around us, starting with our physical body. You can control your body. You can control the temperature of your body. You can control your blood pressure. You can control headaches. It's amazing what you can do when you get to where you believe the Word of God. I have laid hands on many a person and spoken to a headache pain and seen it immediately go away. In fact, even today, I had a man that had a migraine headache all day, and he finally called his wife. His wife called me. I called him, and I rebuked that pain and commanded that thing to leave, and the man was instantly healed while I prayed for him. When we got through praying, he said, "I don't know why in the world I didn't call you a long time ago." He said, "My headache went away immediately when you prayed." Well, technically I didn't pray. I commanded it to leave in the name of Jesus, and it left. And you can do the same thing if you have faith and doubt not. Now then, we come to the end of a day. I'd like to invite you to give us a call for free audio and video teachings. You can call us at 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. There you can find out where we're having all of our events, where we're having our healing schools. We teach people how to be healed, and we'll send this information out to you free and postpaid. Just give us a call. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.